Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I hope you're having a blessed day so far today. We're making our way through chapter 8 of Romans this week. It's the epic, one of the most beautiful chapters in all of the Bible. If you haven't had a chance to tune in this week and even into last week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can listen to the programs, and they're all there. You can listen to them at your leisure. You can also go to the app, the Ave Maria app, and listen to them. And I want to encourage you, if you go to our website, there's a lot of good stuff. There are a lot of free YouTube videos and our television programs and my daughter's radio programs and a lot of good stuff from Ralph Martin and the rest of our team just to help build you up to be able to live in these very difficult and challenging times. Because as difficult as these times are, and they are difficult, there's a lot of darkness. There's a lot of fear and anxiety and trouble and war and all the things that make life challenging. And we have to be alert. And as Paul was talking about here in Romans 8 at one point, he said, set your mind on things above. Keep our feet on the ground. Do what we're called to do each day. Fulfill our responsibilities, but set your mind. Don't be fooled. And don't be surprised. As one famous cardinal said years ago, he said, the disciple should never be surprised and therefore discouraged as well when the world acts worldly, when the world acts badly. It's just going to be that way until the Lord comes again because of the very thing that Paul's talking about here in Romans 8, because of the sin problem, because of concupiscence, because of human pride. It's going to come. There will be wars after wars after wars. And yes, we have to keep doing whatever we can do to bring peace, to bring those to end to war. But all the things that we're fighting with in the culture and in the world that are so discouraging, this is the fallen world, and we can't ultimately fix it. That's why civilization after civilization throughout history has gone through these kinds of cycles and patterns of life, because the human thing, as C.S. Lewis said at one point, man was made for God, and he said we run on God. As a car runs on gasoline, humanity can only produce life-giving things in an extended way if we're living in and from the grace of God, if we're really putting first things first. And he said the reason civilizations die is because human beings give in to what Paul's pointing to in this passage, concupiscence, to the flesh, to self-will. I'm at the center. I want the power. I want the recognition. I want the pleasure. I want it all. I want the fame. I want all that's here. And there's a radical pursuit of it. And if we're not subduing that and living from a different source, which is the presence and power of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we're going to live a death-directed destiny, and we're going to produce ultimately corruption, the kind of corruption that we see kind of every day. So it shouldn't be a surprise. Again, we should work to do whatever we can to expose it, to help everyone walk in righteousness. But heaven is not here, and the earth is not heaven. It's a fallen world, and we have to see it, and we have to understand it. And the best thing we can possibly do for this world is to live as the light of the world. Jesus said, and Paul's talking here in Romans 8 about what does it mean when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life, the light that is the life of Jesus, the new life, the new creation, that is the Holy Spirit. And it's in the people of God. And that's why we see, friends, how powerful the lives of the saints are. They're a bright, shining light. They're imitating Jesus. They're really living what Paul is describing here in chapter 8. And so we ended yesterday in chapter 8, verse 12. Paul said this, so then, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. That's why we have to come to terms. What's driving my life? Am I living from the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit? Have I come to understand and receive fully the gift that I've been given in baptism and strengthened so deeply in confirmation, in the sacramental life of the church and the Word of God and the community of God's people, if we're living in a healthy body, that is the body of the church, wherever parish or congregation we're a part of. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. Can't say it any more clearly than that. Because we're all born into sin, we're all under the power of sin and death, and the only way out of that is being united to Jesus Christ in baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit, and beginning to walk by the Spirit to live a new way of life. So he says, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. So here's our cooperation with the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have freedom. We have new freedom in the Spirit. And if we make it our aim to please the Lord, as Paul says in a variety of places here, and that is putting the love of God first and the love of neighbor and trusting in the Holy Spirit, obeying the grace of the Spirit, yielding to the power of the Holy Spirit as the life principle that now drives me, is the new life that I've been given. And I have a relationship with God in the Spirit. And he's the one who's helping me step by step to overcome the demands of the flesh and the powerful temptations of a fallen world and the demonic lies that can seduce us into that. So Paul is saying, how do we make a break from that regime of power, the world, the flesh, and the devil? How do I come into the freedom of the sons and daughters of God? How do I come into a full life in the Spirit? Paul said this way, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, the concupiscence, the temptations of the flesh when they arise, you have a power now in the Holy Spirit. You don't have to give in. Sometimes our sins, our patterns of sin are so grooved in us, it's hard for us to stop sinning. And people get discouraged. And then they come under condemnation. Remember, Paul said at the beginning of Romans 8, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You're not under condemnation. But what the Lord is calling you to do, calling me to do, is to live by the Spirit, to walk by the Spirit, because the Spirit will give us the grace and strength we need to subdue and to put to death the deeds that the fleshly man demands. And this is the journey of holiness. This is the journey that the Lord has led his people on since the gift was given on the day of Pentecost, to live a new way of life in the Spirit. But that requires that we take sin seriously, that we tell the truth, and we accept the diagnosis that Jesus gives of our life and how he defines what sin is, what the Word of God. So we have to come into agreement with the Word of God and its assessment of the condition of our lives, and we should be able to do it joyfully. I always remember Jesus said as well, was it to Peter? How many times can we forgive, or can we be forgiven? Jesus, 70 times, 7 times a day. Jesus knows our struggle against sin. He doesn't condemn us. He just wants us to respond to his great gift. When we fall, repent, get to confession, whatever needs, just to walk in relationship with the Lord. And if you do that every day, we do it every day, and seek the spiritual disciplines that he leads us in, the church's wisdom and the sacraments and the grace, slowly but surely, what will happen is you will, if you set your mind on the Spirit, you believe the Spirit's dwelling in you, and you're taking up the Word of God, you will then learn how to put to death the deeds of the body through the Holy Spirit. He said, for all, verse 14, who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Isn't that interesting? I mean, in principle, everyone who's received the Spirit of God is a child of God, a son of God, or daughter of God. But Paul's even taking another step here. He said, well, who are the sons of God? Who are the daughters of God? Those who are led by the Spirit of God. Those who are walking in the footsteps of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We're seeking, it's our passion to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to imitate him. And as Paul said, then imitate me as I imitate Christ. And that should be happening in relationships in our lives, especially in the family. Dads, are you walking by the Spirit? Are you following the Holy Spirit's lead in your life? Are you dialed in to the presence of the Holy Spirit so that your children can see you do it? And you can actually say to them, imitate me, son, as I imitate Christ. Mom's the same way. Living with and in the Holy Spirit is the most effective way to evangelize our own children. Putting first things first, and let the Holy Spirit build in your family and in your home a temple of the living God. Your home becomes a temple, a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And you're part of the communion, the family, the domestic church is now living by the Spirit together because you're leading them into it. Verse 15, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you've received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the Spirit himself bearing witness to our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided that we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. There's a mouthful. It's a powerful, powerful set of verses here. Let's look at them again. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Now, the spirit of slavery is the demonic spirit, right? The devil seeks to enslave us. He tries to enslave us through the fear of death. This is partly what's being revered here. The slavery to fall back into fear. The devil sets up temptations that lead us to think they can satisfy us and lift us out of the death-directed destiny, the fear of death that dominates the human mind and the human heart, casts a shadow over us. The devil, the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 2, it's the devil's strategy to enslave the human race through the fear of death. All you have to do is watch commercials and the hype that's out there, the hype of everything that comes at us constantly. Constantly, do this, buy this, have this, you know, dress like this, you know, have this car, all of it. It's nonstop because all of it becomes for us then a distraction. Here's proof that I'm living. I live in this neighborhood. I have this car. I wear these clothes. I look like this guy. I'm hanging out in this circle of friends. I've got this much money. I'm doing all the things. I'm part of the beautiful people that are out there. And it's constantly has to be reinforced. I'm powerful. I'm influential. I'm famous. And my life is good and I have life. And then we keep doing whatever we can to, whether we're 50, 60, we're always trying to be 20, 25, look like it, act like it. Everything's a party, all of that. That's humanity trying to stave off death, our battle against death. That's the fear that is deeply rooted in us. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of sonship. When we cry, Abba, Father, we're given the Lord's relationship. We're brought into it, the same spirit. And the spirit cries out in us, Abba, Father. And you see what he did? He made us children of God because the spirit of God dwells in us. There's a new power in us. And so we need to pay attention to this gift. It is the Spirit himself bearing witness to our spirit that we're children of God. The Spirit bears witness to our spirit, giving us faith, conviction that yes, indeed, we've been brought from death to life. And we are sons of God, daughters of God, children of God. And we now live in that grace and we're headed toward eternal glory. Isn't that amazing? Have a blessed day, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.